Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa kafaa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil mursaleen sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. So my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muslim at large, when they make a promise, they always keep it. So then, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهَدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Then mu'minun are those that you can trust them with your amana. You can either you give them something to keep, and then you have complete trust that no matter what happens, this person is going to protect my belongings. Or as Rasulullah said, when you give him a secret to keep, that person will never disclose that secret to anybody, no matter what. Why? Because he is al-mu'min. He has given his word, he will never break it. And then, wa'ahdihim ra'un. And when he will make any ahd, any promise, he will always keep it. And وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these people are always regular with salah. Right? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the people who are going to go to Jannah. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have described to us some of the sifat and the qualities of al-mu'minun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. So this surah al-mu'minun, it's a long surah, so I just thought I should talk about few ayahs of surah al-mu'minun. Then after al-mu'minun come this famous beautiful surah, and this is a surah which is called surah an-nur. Can anybody tell me what Umar radiallahu anhu said about surah an-nur? Anybody?
The wife should know that every lady should read.
हाँ, वाइफ को सिमत करिए, सबको करिए, सारे कायदे वाइफ के लिए. No, Umar radiallahu anhu said that this is a surah which should be taught to every female member of your household. Every female member of your household. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about some very, very important issues regarding women. So of course, brothers and sisters, this is a surah which is very important. If Umar radiallahu anhu said this, so you should know that Umar radiallahu anhu basirat, his deep insight into Quran, you know, is well known. So regarding Surah Nur, as I said, you should go and learn about it. But let's talk in the coming 15-20 minutes about two or three ayahs of Surah An-Nur only. First ayah. First ayah that I would like to talk about Surah An-Nur, brother, is this. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach these people what? Brothers and sisters, yahudhu min absarihim. Teach al-mu'minun that they should keep their eyes down. They should lower their gaze. Lower their gaze. And then Allah says, wayahfadhu furujahum. This way they will be protecting their chastity. If you have your gaze down, it will be easy to control your nafs from haram. Then Allah said, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. This is the cleanest way to lead a life. Zakka, yuzakki, taskiya means to cleanse yourself. Allah said that if you are keeping your eyes down, this will give you a very clean and pure life. In other words, if you are misusing your eyes deliberately, looking at the opposite sex with lust, this is going to corrupt your heart. And this will help you go towards the path of fornication and adultery, and that will make your life filthy and dirty. Right? This is going to make your life filthy and dirty. That is why, my dear brothers and sisters, I beg you all, literally I beg you all, to understand the concept of hijab in Islam. Because right now the concept of hijab is in danger within the Muslim community. Within the, forget about non-Muslim, within the Muslim community. Due to our ignorance about the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, we are kind of denying the importance of hijab in Islam for both men and women. So brothers and sisters, when I say hijab, it doesn't mean just women. Hijab for men as well. Remember in Surah Nur, this ayah which I quoted to you just now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first addressing the hijab of men. And then the following ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the hijab of women. So first we need to understand what is the hijab for men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in this ayah. Again, the hijab of men is that they have to lower their gaze. They have to lower their gaze. If they want their women folk in of the whole household to do hijab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, first you should learn how to protect your own gaze. Before you tell your wife, your daughter, that you know you should be doing hijab when you go out. No. First you have to lower your gaze yourself. My dear brother and sister, one of the biggest challenge that the believers are facing is how to control the eyes from watching those things which we are not supposed to watch. Whether it's television or films or internet. It's a big challenge. Because most of us are failing in this regard. You see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had weakened our iman in our heart. If you are misusing your eyes, my dear brothers and sisters, it will affect your iman right away. I'll quote just one rawaya. The time is short. I have to move on to the next one, next ayah. But the one rawaya, if you understand this is sufficient for you to understand the whole concept of hijab. The rawaya is that the third Khalifa, Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, one day he was holding his weekly majlis. Bunch of people were sitting in his majlis. A young man came late to his majlis. He entered. Uthman looked at him radiallahu anhu, and then he showed some displeasure and he turned his face towards other people. He ignored him. This young man felt bad. After the majlis was over and everybody had left the majlis, he went to talk to Uthman radiallahu anhu one on one. Nobody there. And he said that, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, why did you do this to me? I felt bad. What wrong have I done?" So my dear brothers and sisters, Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu said to this young man, that, "Oh listen young man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put a certain kind of noor on the face of every mu'min, which could be seen only by those people who have that the power of kashf, you know, that you can see." He said, Uthman said that, "When you entered, I did not see that noor of a mu'min on your face. So I instantly knew that something is wrong with you. So I turned my face away." So this young man was shocked. He said, "I don't have that noor of iman on my face." Uthman said, "Yes, you don't have that noor of iman on your face." So Uthman said, radiallahu anhu said, that "I can tell you before you tell me what you are doing wrong, I'm going to tell you and tell me if I'm wrong." Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu said to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally takes the noor of Iman away from the face of a Muslim, when that man or a woman indulges himself or herself in looking at the opposite sex with lust. So once you start doing this, and you are doing it again and again, it's not just one time, second time, but you become a habitual offender. Then what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away that noor from your face. Now, when that noor is gone from your face, now you are a Muslim by name only. And then he quoted the famous hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, An-nazru sahmun min sihami Iblis. Rasulullah said that these eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given, these eyes are so precious. Use them the right way. But at the same time, remember that these two eyes are like two arrows. Two arrows of shaitan. Meaning if you will misuse these eyes, you know, shaitan will overpower you. My dear brothers and sisters, if you look into this riwayah of Usman radiallahu anhu and look at our own selves, in this modern life, brothers, most of us, al-ayadu billah, are among those people who deliberately misuse our eyes. And my dear brothers and sisters, we are doing it over and over and over and over again. So now we have only words of Quran in our heart, but the meaning and the noor is gone from our heart. Because most of us are indulging ourselves into this, you know, haram act of watching the other sex with lust. So first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding men is that first men should learn how to do hijab. Again, brother, the hijab for men is that they should control their eyes. If you control your eyes, then it would be easy for you to protect yourself from adultery. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these two things together in one sentence. Yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfazu furujahum. Yaghuddu wa yahfazu. Yaghuddu. Lower your eyes and then it will be easy for you to protect your chastity. And then after this ayah, after addressing men first, Allah turned his attention to women. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said used the same exact word for women as well. Allah said, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And O Muhammad sallallahu, after you have taught this men, now turn your attention towards women. And now teach women that يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, that they should also lower their eyes. They should not also look at men with lust. Those men that are not mahram. Right? وَيَحْفَظْنَا فُرُوجَهُنَّ, and they should lower their eyes. This way it will be easy for them to protect their chastity. And then Allah said, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, and they should not expose their beauty. إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ, except to their husbands. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a list of those male members of the family to which, you know, in front of which doing hijab is not compulsory. You know, like brothers, nephews, and so on and so forth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end of this ayah taught women the etiquettes of dressing up. What kind of dress they should wear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جِيُوبِهِنَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to true believers, those women who are true believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you put on a shirt or whatever a woman is wearing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make sure that you put on khumur. Khumur in Urdu language means a dupatta. In Arabic language, of course, it means khubur, but a long scarf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is mandatory upon the women of this ummah. to wear a dupatta or a long scarf. A long scarf. And Allah said, this is must. Surah Noor is saying it's not a cultural thing that sisters choose to wear or choose not to wear. And this is inside their household, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking. Inside their household. When sisters go out of their household, then the ruling is different, and that ruling is described in Surah Ahzab. Inshallah, in 2-3 nights we will reach there. But in Surah Noor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to women how they should be dressed up inside their house. Inside their house. That inside, in front of their dads, brothers, nephews, father-in-law, and all and so forth, they should make sure that they are well dressed up, and then whatever they are wearing, on top of that, they should have a long scarf or a long dupatta. Allah is saying that this is mandatory. This is inside the household, inside their own household. And I said that when they go out, then in Surah Ahzab, inshallah, we'll discuss how they should be dressed up. The problem, brother, with this ummah is that we want to follow the footsteps of shayateen, but still hope that inshallah we are among al-mu'mineen. So among the many things that are happening wrong in this ummah, one thing which is wrong is that the dressing for our sisters have turned wrong, and for brothers, you know, we have become addicted to misusing our eyes. So neither there is proper hijab exercised by men, nor there is proper hijab exercised by women. Everybody is following their lust. Everybody is following their desire, both men and women. So as a result, my dear brothers and sisters, right now you are sitting here in the masjid, this includes me as well. We are here in the masjid, we are praying salah. But how many among us are enjoying salah? How many among us are feeling sure that Allah is going to accept our salah and tarawih and all that? May Allah accept, my dear brothers and sisters. But the thing is that the criteria that Allah have laid out in Quran is that first you should lower your eyes. First, control your eyes. This is the first step, my dear brothers and sisters, towards the acceptance of salah. Lower your eyes. That is the first step towards the acceptance of salah. I'll tell you an experience here, brothers. A few months ago, we had a huge group of Christians and Jewish people that came here. So, we are talking about Islam in detail. So, women, those Christian women asked a question that in our Christian churches or Jewish synagogues, on Sundays or Saturdays when we go, men and women sit shoulder to shoulder, you know, and we sit in the same bench, and the pastor, the rabbi addresses both of us at the same time. So, but we have learned that in Islam, it is not so. There's a separate area for men and a separate area for women. And one of the women, she was kind of very blunt, and she used some harsh words. But remember, my dear brothers, when you are in da'wah with a non-Muslim, you should learn how to control your temper and emotion. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught in Quran. So when somebody is using harsh words, you have to understand he or she is using harsh words because this person doesn't know Islam. You see? So now you need to describe the hikmah, the wisdom, why in the masajid men and women have to pray separately. You see? For example, if you go to Masjid al-Nabawi, you know, men and women are not together. It's only in Masjid al-Haram in Makkah that, you know, eventually men and women are together. Why? Because they have to do tawaf, they have to do sa'i. So it is kind of difficult. So Allah understands that. But beside Masjid al-Haram, in every masjid, including Masjid al-Nabawi, you know, men and women are supposed to be separate. So when this lady asked this question, then my dear brothers, we have to give a logical answer to these people. So the answer was, my dear brothers and sisters, that in Islam, lowering your eyes, lowering your gaze is a very, very important and a fundamental principle of Quran. And then, you know, I asked that why do we go to the churches or synagogue or the masajid? We go to worship Allah. And any kind of distraction in prayer, you know, the worshippers don't appreciate. For example, if your cell phone goes on, it irritates people. Why? But why? Because you are trying to worship Allah and somebody is distracting your attention. If the same phone goes on outside, you are not irritated. But inside the masjid, you are irritated. Why? Because that is breaking your concentration. I said the same way, if men and women, example, brother, you are sitting, right? Let's say a sister is sitting next to you, then a brother, then another sister. Then, you know, this way. Like in California, they have started a masjid. And in New York also now. You know, the imam is female, the muazzin is female. And if you have seen that photograph, men and women are standing shoulder to shoulder. So when they make the substrate, you know, you understand how they are making the substrate. So this is also a sign of the Day of Judgment, brothers. So I explained that, you know, in Islam, any kind of distraction, either for men and women, you know, this is not acceptable inside the masjid at least. Because at least when you come to the masjid, you don't want any kind of distraction. So men have their own place, women have their own place. They have complete privacy, no men is allowed to go there. They can pray, you know, if they want to rest, they can rest there. Same thing in the men's section. This way, we are protecting our hearts, our eyes from all kind of distraction. Now when you pray salah, you can pray salah with khushu and khudu. There is no distraction. But the most important thing, my dear brother, is which these Christians don't understand. And especially Jews, they don't acknowledge that they know. But they know it. And that is that it is only Quran, my dear brother and sister, that have said that man amila salihan min zakarin aw untha, that whether the worshipper is male or female, male or female, both of them will get the equal reward. Equal reward. In Christianity and Judaism, it is not so. Quran says that no, both of them are equal. It is only that to prevent our heart and our eyes from getting distracted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray separately so that we can devote our attention completely towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, brother, in the end, please learn Surah Nur. Wonderful guidelines from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nur. It is the most important surah to be learned in this time and age, my dear brother and sister. Most important one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.